Yerushalmi Kelaim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Memvov. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, at the foot of the page, the last few words of Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shtei Zor, Zorea, Zorea. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said one can expound the word Zoreha based on each extra letter the Torah added. Instead of Zora, it added a letter Yud that became Zorea. And it also added a letter Vav to become Zoreha. So it's as if the Torah wrote Zora, Zorea, Zoreha, which is singular, plus plural, which totals five. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Omar, Shisha, Zera, Zora, Zorea, Zeruea, I should say. This is similar to the way that Rabbi Yehuda learns, but he started one step earlier, saying the Torah could have written Zera, but instead it wrote Zara, with an extra letter He. So it's as if it wrote Zera, Zora, Zorea, Zeruea, which is singular, plus plural, totaling six. Rabbi Chagai Omar, Zorea, Chamisha, Kolhein, Da'ana, Meshkachla, Vav, Ana Machagle, I should say. Rav Chagai says there are five letters in the word Zoreha. Wherever it's also written with a Vav, I erase it. Ash'eles l'Rav Huna, Safra, Desidra, V'ama, Zeruea, Malaya. It was asked to Rav Huna, the arranger of Psukim, who was an expert in the correct spelling of words in the Torah, and he said that the correct spelling of the word is Zeruea, is to be written in full with the letter Vav. Rabbi Yochan b'shem Rabbi Yana, I should say, Kulhoin b'seich shish. Rabbi Yochan, quoting Rabbi Yana, says that when the Mishnah allowed five species, it's when they are all planted within the sixth tefach bed. Kahana b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, Kulhoin chutz l'shisho. Kahana, quoting Rabbi Shimon Lokish, says that even when one wishes to plant near the bed, he may only plant five. Im kulhoin chutz l'shisho, nisni shisho. The Gemara asks, if so, the Mishnah should teach that nine rather than five species may be planted. Tanachum says that the Mishnah permitted planting on the border even when the bed is planted adjacent to other beds.